From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Nicolas Maduro has won a second term, a six-year term, as Venezuela's president in Sunday's election, while his main rivals disputing the legitimacy of the vote and they're calling for a new election. U.S. and other world governments rejected the election even before ballots were cast, with some rivals of Maduro barred from running. U.S. trade war with China is on hold after Washington and Beijing agreed to drop their tariff threat. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin appeared on the program Fox News Sunday.
We have agreed to put the tariffs on hold while we try to execute the framework. The president has been very clear since the first meeting with President Xi in Mar-a-Lago that we are going to reduce the trade deficit.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross will soon go to Beijing to negotiate how China might buy more American goods to reduce the U.S. trade deficit with Beijing. Grant Newsham, a senior research fellow at the Japan Forum for Strategic Studies, tells VOA Beijing will come out on top.
I think the Chinese are going to do very well. Already they have, apparently, that the stringing the Americans along, making some initial concessions, which may benefit a few American companies, a few industries, but once again do not go to the fundamental problems with the Chinese economy, where it's a rigged casino.
Last year's U.S. trade deficit with China, $375 billion. Health workers in the Democratic Republic of Congo began a vaccination campaign today to contain an outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus. At least 25 people have died so far since the disease was first detected in April, World Health Organization declaring it a very high public health risk. This is VOA News. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says if Europe's political support to save the 2015 International Nuclear Accord after the U.S. withdrawal was not sufficient, if too many European companies and their investments in Iran. Meantime, European Union Council President Donald Tusk says the EU should continue to honor the nuclear deal with Iran.
We need a united European front. I want leaders to reconfirm that the EU sticks to the deal as long as Iran does.
If the nuclear deal falls apart in the aftermath of President Trump's withdrawing of the U.S., Iran has threatened to resume industrial uranium enrichment without limit. Ahead of his summit with President Trump on Tuesday, South Korean leader Moon Jae-in spoke with Mr. Trump by phone about next month's U.S.-North Korea summit in Singapore. The North last week threatened to scuttle the talks over joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises and the unilateral demands for its nuclear disarmament. The Atlantic Council's Robert Manning tells VOA Mr. Moon hopes to play a mediating role between North Korea and the U.S.
I'm not sure if that's really the issue, because the fundamental problem is a very deep distrust on both sides. The recent episode where North Koreans threatened to cancel the summit is an indication of that.
Over the weekend, the North Korea's Red Cross demanded in good faith the return of 12 North Korean restaurant workers who have been in the South since 2016. Parents, family, and friends of the victims of Friday's shooting at a high school in the U.S. state of Texas attended church services on Sunday, grieving for the 10 people who were killed just 2 days earlier. The alleged shooter in the community of Santa Fe is in police custody and has been charged with murder. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the gun regulation needs to prevent school shootings is arming teachers. He appeared on the ABC News program this week.
In Texas, we already allow teachers to carry. We leave it up to local parents, school boards, and superintendents. But the students and the parents I talked to Friday in the hospital of a wounded student said, if one teacher in particular, they think, a Marine that was next door to the shooting, had had the ability to carry a gun, he may have been able to stop that.
Texas shooting came 3 months after the shooting deaths of 17 people at a high school in Parkland, Florida, here in the U.S., ignited student-led calls for gun control laws. Get more on that story and all the hour's news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.